Good Thursday morning with Radio on the Goo News. I'm Mitch Williams. Our high in the past 24 hours here at the studio is 80 degrees. Our 24-hour low, 51. Temperature broadcast time is 54 degrees. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. Patchy fog across portions of northeastern Iowa is expected here yet this morning, which may lead to periods of lowered visibilities at times. Storm chances return tomorrow and continue through this weekend. Severe weather will be possible on Saturday and or Sunday. Additional details about threats and timing will be better known in the coming days. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor report shows exceptional drought conditions now in the state of Iowa. Exceptional drought covers nearly 5% of the state, most of which is reported in northeastern Iowa. There was little change in drought conditions in the Radio on the Go broadcast area from last week. The eastern one half of Grundy, most of Butler and Franklin, the east one half of Wright, all of Floyd and Cerro Gordo counties, and eastern Hancock County are all listed in an extreme drought this week. The rest of the broadcast area has moderate to severe drought conditions listed. Last year at this time, over 30% of the state had no drought conditions listed. Monday night, the Hampton-Dumont School Board received petitions to call for a special election to issue up to $17 million in general obligation school bonds. The HD board voted to move forward with the election that will be held on November 7th. If approved, the funds will be used to help pay for improvements at the high school building. In other business, the HD school board approved a call for snow removal bids at the Dumont bus barn and were informed that the district may be looking for two new buses for the 2024-25 school year. This week, the West Fork School Board also received petitions to call for an election on the issuance of $16,865,000 in general obligation school bonds. The petition received 246 signatures. The West Fork School Board approved to move ahead with the election. Again, that will be held November 7th. If this measure passes, funds will be used to remodel, repair, and improve the HVAC and electrical systems at the Rockwell Elementary Building and the Sheffield Middle School High School Building. Funds will also be used for roof replacement at both campuses and to add a secure entrance at the Sheffield facility. In other business, the West Fork School Board this week discussed possible dates for open houses at both campuses prior to the election. The board then approved to have open houses on Wednesday, October 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rockwell campus and an open house Wednesday, October 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sheffield campus. More information on the open houses will be released in the near future. Monday, Clarksville Mayor Michael Grantham expressed his thoughts regarding the school speed zone along Superior Street during the regular meeting of the Clarksville City Council. Grantham stated there was an accident recently along the street, and his concern is that kids are crossing the streets all over town and not in the school crossings. Grantham said he has been in contact with the Butler County Board of Supervisors regarding flashing signs along Superior Street. The county would be in favor of the signs, but the city would need to figure out who would pay to install and maintain them. The council will discuss the matter further at a future meeting. In other business, the Clarksville City Council on Monday approved a 3% increase from Gendro Sanitation and approved having city cleanup days on October 7th and October 14th of this year. The AGWSR School Board back in July held a work session and received a presentation from ScienceLogic on the facilities assessment review. AGWSR Superintendent Eric Smith tells Radio On The Go News that part of the presentation revolved around the HVAC systems at the high school that need to be updated. Members from ScienceLogic also discussed possible future projects at the district during the work session held in July.
There's conversations surrounding athletic facilities. We also have some classroom science labs, that kind of stuff that need to be updated. You know, when you look at doing a HVAC project at the high school building, it's another large project that's going to cost at least $5 million, if not more, and just trying to figure out how we're going to pay for that. And if it's a need that people see, we're going to work on setting up a task force and collecting some information over the next 12 months. So if we need to try to do something more with our facilities or see what the communities want for us to do. And so we're just getting started on that process. We'll have a survey ready to go here by the end of September to share and just other information and be looking for feedback on our facilities and what people feel is going to be a next best step for us.
During the meeting in July, Smith updated the board on the nearly completed Wellsburg Center construction project.
They've got just a few more balancing items left to do on like the HVAC system to ensure it's all working properly. We got to get our lights programmed and that's going to take care of. But the big stuff is done, right? So that's substantially completed. And the summer projects, they went really well, really smooth. And so it's nice to have the kids and the staff come into a building that is actually done and completed, and all the ceiling tiles are in and everything is done. So it's been really nice. And just the other things we've done with painting the gym and some changes and updates to the gym itself is really helped that building to sort of really kind of be a great building for our kids and for our community.
Smith says early numbers show that enrollment for 2023-24 is up about 10 students from last year. This week, the Red Rock from Marble Rock School Board approved a request to the School Budget Review Committee for additional spending authority in the amount of $48,958.02. In other business, the RRMR School Board approved the daycare handbook as presented and appointed Holly Fisher as the school business official and treasurer. The Iowa Valley Community College District Board of Directors named Dr. Ann Hauser-Boyens as the next president during a special board meeting on Wednesday in Marshalltown. She becomes the eighth president of the district. Hauser-Boyens currently serves as provost at Des Moines Area Community College Urban Campus. Urban Campus serves over 4,200 students in credit classes, workforce training, adult education, and literacy. She earned a Ph.D. in higher education leadership from Iowa State University, a master's degree in education from the University of Iowa, and also a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from Iowa. The IVCCD Board of Directors named Hauser-Boyens as the next president following an extensive nationwide search that began in late May. She replaces outgoing president Dr. Christy Fisher, who is named president of Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. The Iowa Valley Community College District includes Marshalltown Community College and Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls. Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Applington Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleschner, who will discuss the actions of the latest school board meeting, which included information on upcoming facility planning discussions. The Radio on the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on 104.9 KLMJ, with archived programs available under the news tab at radioonthego.com. Our high in the past 24 hours here at the studio is 80 degrees, our 24-hour low, 51. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.